The title of this message is He's Got You Covered, taken from Genesis 28:12, Hebrews 1:14 and 2:7, Revelation 12:7, 1 Corinthians 6:3. Do you believe the ladder Jacob saw resting on the ground with its top reaching to heaven truly exists, and that the angels of Adonai go up and down on it? Angels are real. They are spirits usually unseen by humans, but working for us nonetheless. They are not omnipresent like God, able to be everywhere at the same time. They must leave one place to go to another. Why not a ladder? The Bible doesn't speak of guardian angels specifically, but there are an uncountable number of angels praising God and receiving marching orders. Aren't they all merely spirits to serve, sent out to help those whom God will deliver? Even though you are probably not aware of their presence, if you have been called to be a son or daughter of God, it's a safe bet that you have had spiritual help from angels. Angels have been used to guard the Garden of Eden, deliver many messages, and fight Satan's demonic forces in heaven and for you. I don't know if angels always surround each of us or not, but they are sent out on our behalf at God's command. During our lives here, the angels are higher. But a day will come when we will judge angels. Perhaps you think angels are perfect and do not need to be judged, but remember, Satan was the most beautiful angel ever created. For now, be thankful that many of Satan's attacks on you are being intercepted by God's angels. In his continued quest to become greater than God, Satan is constantly on the prowl, fighting for every soul he can get, even the ones that he knows have chosen God. He doesn't just give up and walk away without a fight. Sometimes God knows that you are not properly equipped for the fight. So in his grace, he places angels between you and the evil one. There may even be an angel ladder just outside your door. When you come under attack today, and you probably will, remember that you are not alone in this war.